The Giant Who Lived in a Cave. A small village surrounded by lush forests and mountains. The villagers are living peacefully, but with an underlying fear. In a peaceful village in danger. Long ago, in a village nestled in the shadow of a great mountain, lived people who feared the stories of a terrible giant. The villagers talk about a mysterious giant living in a mountain cave. Every month, the giant demands food and treasures from the village, threatening to destroy them if they don't obey. "The giant will come soon. We must prepare the offerings." Elders in the village said, "This cannot go on forever. One day, we will run out of food and treasures." A loud rumble shakes the ground, and the villagers know the giant is waking up for his monthly demand. The brave young girl named Amara, strong and determined, listens to the elders' concerns. Among them was a young girl named Amara. Unlike the others, she refused to live in fear of the giant. Amara, tired of living in fear, volunteers to go to the giant's cave and confront him. The villagers are shocked by her courage, but know they have little choice. Amara: "Why should we live in fear? I will go to the giant myself and put an end to this." Elder: "It is too dangerous, child. But if you are brave enough, you may be our only hope." Armed with only her wit and a small sack of food, Amara begins her journey to the cave, determined to outsmart the giant. The Giant's Lair. Amara enters the giant's dark cave, filled with piles of treasures and bones. The massive and intimidating giant sits at the back of the cave, waking from his slumber. The cave was cold and dark, but Amara pressed on. There she saw the giant in the shadows, larger and more terrifying than she had imagined. The giant is surprised to see Amara, but amused by her bravery. Instead of attacking, he tests her, offering her a riddle to solve. If she can't, he will eat her. If she can, he will stop terrorizing the village. "Giant, you are brave to come here, little one, but bravery alone won't save you. Answer my riddle, and I will spare your village." Amara: "Tell me your riddle, and I will answer it." The giant gives Amara a challenging riddle. "I have cities, but no houses. I have mountains, but no trees. I have water, but no fish. What am I?" Amara is silent, thinking carefully. The giant was defeated. Amara stands calmly, thinking deeply as the giant waits and grinning confidently. Amara thought carefully, her mind racing to find the answer. The giant watched, confident she would fail. After a tense moment, Amara confidently solves the riddle. "You are a map." The giant, shocked, admits defeat. He promises never to harm the village again and returns to his slumber in the cave, leaving the villagers in peace. Amara: "The answer is a map. You have mountains, cities, and water, but no life within them." Giant: "You are wiser than I thought. You and your village are safe from me forever." Amara returns to the village as a hero. The people celebrate her wisdom and bravery, knowing they will never have to live in fear of the giant again. Strength alone does not make one powerful. Wisdom and courage bring true victory. The village prospers in peace, and Amara is remembered as a hero whose wit and courage saved them all. Pals, don't forget to subscribe, share, and like for me, Folktales Stories.